Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got a jam-packed and extremely important transmission lined up for you today. It is Monday, the 23rd day of January, 2012, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. And wow, Iran has now vowed to shut down Strait of Hormuz as EU prepares oil embargo and the EU banker dictatorship. That's what it is. Not really the countries of Europe. They all hate their bureaucratic dictators and can't get out of it. And we have a member of the EU Parliament from England joining us today to break that down. The EU has agreed on Iranian oil embargo, their main source of money for the country, which is an act of war. Iran says they're going to go ahead and block the Strait of Hormuz. And that means WAR capital with about 10 exclamation points out behind it. WAR. War. What is it good for? Well, a lot for the New World Order. For the general public, absolutely nothing. But the bankers will just finance all sides of it like they always do and use it as an excuse to crack down everybody's liberty. Now, the TSA lies even when the truth would suit them better. You remember, they said they weren't groping under 12-year-olds in the last 3 years, no matter how many videos come out. And they always said, well, now we're going to stop. Or there were the old women that they were strip searching, and they said, we're not strip searching them. And then the videos were released via subpoena, and they are strip searching them. And they said, well, we just don't call it strip searching, but we apologize. In fact, guys, that came out last week. Will you print me the article during the break of TSA apologizes for strip searching, old lady? Because remember, she was a liar, they said. It's all semantical with them. Or, hey, John Hopkins says there's no radiation from these scanners. And the head of John Hopkins' radiology department goes, the study actually shows massive increase in cancer. This is, of course, this is cancer causing. Our report says it causes cancer. Now, why do I mention all of that? Well, it's an out of control, unconstitutional federal power grab now on the highways of America. And they like to go in the pants. And they at least like to squeeze on the outside, your wife's breast, your genitals. Here's last year, or now over a year ago, November 2010. It's a big story carried by the Drudge Report. Ron Paul crotch groped by TSA calls for boycott of airlines. You remember that? Well, what's the big news today? Breaking, Rand Paul held by TSA at Nashville Airport. And that's what his father and also aged Rand Paul both tweeted, that they talked to Rand and that he was held there and then thrown out of the airport. But now the TSA has said, well, we did throw him out, but we didn't detain him, even though they did hold him. Just like they didn't go in the pants of Miss USA. Just like they don't grope children under 12, even though they still do it. Just like they didn't turn the scanners off during that opt-out day, but it turns out they did. Just like they lied and said radiation wasn't coming out of the machines and cited a report saying the radiation was causing cancer and lied and said the report showed the opposite. A culture of pure deception. Well, of course, we're the enemy, and we are to be diseased by the TSA perverts with their little gloves they don't change during hundreds of searches a day on record. We're to take our shoes off and walk through the athlete's foot and flesh-eating bacteria. But here it is, breaking. Rand Paul held by TSA at Nashville Airport, Infowars.com. And we also have an article out via Steve Watson. Rand Paul detained by TSA over pat-down standoff. All that at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll break it all down. But frankly, I think the Iran news is a little bit bigger than that. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How do you know when the unconstitutional, out of their jurisdiction, unsworn and unbonded federal agents, how do you know when they're lying, when their lips are moving? The TSA in Tennessee has held U.S. Senator Rand Paul, and they put him through a scanner and then said they wanted to have a secondary search, which I've been at the airport. They do it with a lot of people that go through the naked body scanners. And he said, no, you're not going to grope me. I just want to be wanded. It's normal to not want to be touched. I mean, in the old days, people being inducted into prison, that was the upsetting thing, was being groped, having someone touch your genitals. But now it's a sacrament of land of the coward, home of the slave. And now, in the same state, funny, epicenter's Tennessee, but also in Illinois and Texas. It's going on in Dallas, and also all over Florida. You pull up to a checkpoint, and there's state police, U.S. Army, sometimes more than 15 agencies, run by TSA. They're the little bosses. And the families are jerked out of the cars, and the groping begins. It's on the news. You can pull up just TSA checkpoint Florida, and you'll actually see small children with pot-bellied men rubbing all over their bodies. I mean, imagine you pull up to a hardcore Nazi criminal checkpoint that has nothing to do with keeping you safe. It's all about breaking your will. And they're going to touch your wife. They're going to touch your children. And you know what? People are just going to start standing up to it. And that's what they want. They want to get a fight going with the American people. So that all the criminals and scum that run the federal government can get a real war going and have the local cops march out to do their dirty work. The equivalent of jumping in front of an 18-wheeler that's going 100 miles an hour. I mean, I saw the Associated Press, Reuters, all of it Friday. I covered it yesterday on the nightly news on the Sunday radio show. Oh, the top federal prosecutors who plead the fifth on Fast and Furious, they're all caught lying, shipping the guns into Mexico, shipping the drugs back in. It's all in all the federal documents. They've declared national security. It's a drug-dealing group of criminals. Criminals. Ruthless tyrants. And they're staging the terror attacks, and they're listing the American people as the terrorists, and they're saying they'll secretly arrest us and have us disappear into black holes, and it's totally illegitimate and evil. And now a U.S. senator who's all over national television, and they know who he is, we're going to grab your private parts, pal. Now, the pilots, they said, a year and a half ago, they said, you know what, we're just going to boycott and stop flying. And again, it was in the news. A lot of these guys were veterans, Air Force veterans, you name it. Tough guys. Some of them were Vietnam veterans. They would get physically ill, or they would get angry, or they would actually go in the bathroom and vomit and be so upset that they could not fly. And so they said, okay, we'll have a separate screening for the pilots and the people, because if you're going to be trusted to fly the plane, obviously we don't need to grab your crotch. Now, why would full-grown men vomit? Well, let me tell you something. Flying out of Las Vegas last year, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, after being out there to do interviews with Jesse Ventura, because we were inspecting a private rocket base and some other stuff that's out there, a private space program tour in Vegas. That's one of the reasons we were out there. And flying back out, I refused the body scanner, but it was about 9 a.m. I was really tired. I hadn't had any sleep. And I said, I'll just see what this is like. But I told the guy, I said, don't touch my genitals or I will sue you. He goes, I know who you are, Alex Jones. I listen to your show. And while the guy was doing it, he was enjoying the domination. It was ridiculous. I was wearing a tight T-shirt and tight jeans, and you could see every part of my body, and he was rubbing on my chest and going, just going to check here. I'm going to check down here. I'm going to go right into your waistband. And if I hadn't been out till 3 a.m. with Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, and Ventura's son, Tyrell, and didn't have one hell of a headache, you know, I rationalized it as well. I'll just kind of go through this prisoner of war, prisoner induction thing, and I'll just sue him if he, you know, goes down there to the family jewels. But the point is, this is all about total domination. Okay, yeah, we're in touch. Okay, well, we've just gotten information from Rand Paul's office. This is breaking. I know Kurt's been working from home lately until about noon. Will you get Kurt in here right now? Obviously, won't give the source in Paul's office, but this is breaking, and the Drudge Report's obviously going to want this. So, yeah, I just got it right as you told me in my ear. I got it right here. No, I got it. Just give this to Kurt with an update that this is from Rand Paul office source. We'll just leave it at that. Rand Paul's sources tell us there was an anomaly or a blip in the scanner reading, which I see with most people. Again, it's all about more and more groping. And Rand was called aside for a second screening. He offered to rescan, but was only given the option of a pat-down He refused the pat-down and was taken aside and detained. This is directly from somebody in his office. I'm not going to give the source. He has recently been released and is currently on a plane to D.C. We are in contact with his staff and should be speaking to him soon. I don't know if that's going to be on air, but this is just what we wrote from a senior staffer, what was written on the phone conversation. And I will talk to that staffer during the break here when we go to the break in a moment. The point is, this is all about completely breaking your will. And it's about the 2+ million people on a no-fly list, no criminal record, no judge, no jury. You can't find out why you're on a list. It's just you don't fly. Now you don't drive. The TSA has said on C-SPAN, going back almost 10 years ago, that they would have highway checkpoints, that you'd have to get their approval to have a job. You'll have a federal card. Now they've had the unions opt into that and make union members do it. All over the U.S., major unions, you have to get TSA approval for a job. The TSA is going to be the new total federal bureaucrat class that commands your local police against you and who will do anything they're told and see you as an absolute enemy. And they're going to stick their hands down your five-year-old's pants in front of you and smile. They're going to grab your wife's breast and smile. They're going to take your baby's diaper off. They're going to let you know you're absolute scum. It's not enough to have property taxes and income taxes and the IRS with its own fake courts stealing people's property and the rich are exempt and, you know, are offshore, but only the elite are allowed to be offshore and pay almost zero tax. You are going to be absolutely dominated with forced inoculations. Government, American Medical Association called for it last week. California shooting kids up without parental consent. It's happening. And they will start arresting people and saying, well, nobody really knows where Bill went. He was permanently detained, but we're sure he deserved it. And that's meant to be a big chilling effect with just rabid, just crazy-eyed goons running around everywhere on power trips. Hell is going to be released on this nation as we go into total depression and just every form of depravity you can imagine, and body scanners, face scanners everywhere, mobile trucks, total control, cancer rates, diabetes exploding, neurological disorders. People are going to be dying all around you, and the government's just going to act like everything's fine as they soft kill the population. It's totally sick. This is the New World Order. Ron Paul, crotch groped by TSA, calls for boycott of airlines. Remember that happened a few years ago. That's a flashback. Here's the Daily Mail. It was also in the New York Daily News. In fact, we'll put that one on screen. Put in TSA apologizes to grandmother's New York Daily News, because that's even in New York. But here it is, Daily Mail. TSA apologizes for strip searching two grandmothers at JFK. See, they went ahead and started lawsuits and FOIA request and were subpoenaing stuff. So they said, you know what? We did take 85 and 89-year-old women, Ruth Sherman and Lenora Zimmerman, into back rooms. We did take your clothes off, but we don't call it a strip search. That's, remember, they said John Hopkins says there's no radiation from these. The actual John Hopkins report said it is radiation and does cause cancer. This is how they operate. This is what they do. This is how they deceive. Remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago? Remember? Every time they get caught and there's video of them groping a two-year-old kid or whatever, or taking their pants off or taking a three-year-old shirt off, and everybody's like, why? Why? And there's some weird perv rubbing all over their skin. They take the little kid's shirt and pants off in front of everybody and are rubbing all over them. People are like, why? It's so obviously ridiculous. It's so obviously perverted. It's so obviously pedophile training. It's so obviously training kids that perverts can do this to them. The TSA comes out and says, we don't strip search people under 12. We never have. And then later they go, oh, you're right. We are. We're going to stop now. Oh, you're right. We're going to stop now. It's all lying to you because they see you as their enemy. It's an occupying force. To drive a car, to have a job, to live your life, you'll have to have their approval. They're over the threat fusion centers. They're over your police. They're over everything. And already, at a bus station, train stations, and now on the highways, you pull up or you walk in, and here they are with their hands. I mean, I've got it in Florida, man, pulling people's clothes off in lines. It's like going into gas chamber showers or something. I mean, it's just total evil. This is what the terrorists have done to us, the people that staged 9/11, so they could turn you into a prisoner.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Publicly, illegally federalizing all our local police. They have got them hyped up and trained that we are the enemy. And all over the nation, starting with the airports and fanning out, they are out there basically sexually assaulting the American people. And it doesn't matter how many state reps get groped with their children and introduce legislation in Texas. It doesn't matter how many Congress people get groped and harassed. It doesn't matter. It's about the banking class that has hijacked this nation and controls the security forces, having total control over society. Remember a couple years ago there was a backfire in the parking garage of the Capitol building in D.C., and they ordered all the House and Senate members to leave, and some of the senators weren't walking fast enough and were actually thrown down on the ground and grabbed on by the security forces in their black uniforms with MP5 submachine guns. Always that's the threat in society. In Rome 2,000 years ago, in Venezuela today, in Nigeria, Africa, in the United States. There it is right there. And the type of people they're hiring for those positions now. Just a bunch of wanton thugs who sit around fantasizing watching all these cop shows where they torture and kill people and are always right. The government is paid off with $500 billion of drug money. A tiny amount of that is used to buy them. The majority is laundered through large globalist banks. And it's all public, and no one gets in trouble. And you tell cops that the government deals the drugs, they go, well, everybody knows that, but still, I'm just doing my job. Doing your job, keeping the prices up of the drugs, training everybody to be a good slave. Your phony drug war, keep prices up. Your phony drug war to pack the 4+ million people in private prisons working for 25 cents an hour, driving down everybody else's wages. If I see one more good old boy on unemployment going, I think it's good they're putting prisoners in jail for nonviolent drug offenses, and they ought to make them work. They got hot tubs and cable TV. No, they don't. Last time I checked, prisons in Texas are phasing out air conditioning. Oh, that's a really good idea in the summer when it's 115 degrees inside without air conditioning. You like 4 million people in prison at any one time working to drive down your wages and take your job? Are you stupid? And see, my problem is, I get in here and I read this news and I look at it and I get so angry because I know it's just going to get worse and worse. You know, folks, I told you more than 13 years ago that the big mega banks, and I listed the six mega banks, would implode the world economy within the next 15 years through derivatives and would announce a bank of the world as the solution that we would pay carbon taxes to. Exactly that's now happened. I told you they'd start making announcements about government developing weaponized airborne flus, mousepox, Ebola, just so they can plausibly deny involvement when it gets released and claim it was an accident. They're now making the announcements about all these airborne weapons they're so concerned about, which means they're edging towards using them. I told you they'd pass laws to secretly arrest citizens and disappear us ahead of staging massive domestic terror attacks. You know, I told you 9/11 was going to happen and they were going to blow up the World Trade Center, trade centers, and blame it on their asset bin Laden. And then on September 11th, I said that undoubtedly in the next month, you're going to see a bio attack in the U.S., but a small one just to prep that fear for the future. Now, how did I know that? A lot of data goes into it. I'll just leave it at that. There's a lot of famous criminology cases where a detective's been tracking a serial killer for a decade, eating, sleeping, drinking it, and they end up staking out certain spots on maps they've created, and dead reckoning actually end up being there when the serial killer dumps another body. I don't know how to, it's all the data, it's all the research, but I know what they're going to do. And I guess in a sick way, that's kind of the good part about it. Because if we don't turn this around, all of you that have served the system are going to be killed by it. And no, I'm not talking about World War III that could kick off with Iran. And I'll have the latest on that when we get back. But Rand Paul, you know, he doesn't want somebody grabbing his genitals, so he's evil. I mean, I guess the new American flag should be a man having his genitals grabbed. I'm sorry, but that's what America is now. Land of the perverts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Concerned Defense Department live experiment, Disney. And if you search those terms, you will find that Disney World with the Department of Defense since 1996, and they're proud of this. They have press releases on it. Their parks and facilities in Disney USA are lifetime laboratories tracking human behavior and are the model of the future smart cities, where everywhere you go, you'll be face scanned and thumbprinted to buy and sell. That model of having a park that's like a prison. You go through security to get in, you go through security to get out, is the model in Fallujah and Iraq and Afghanistan, and is now the model in the United States. But see, you pay to get in. It's so special to get queued up in the big herd lines. And so that's why Disney World is the beta testing ground for the latest on FEMA camp behavioral psychology. and mass controlling of populations, and people pay to go be part of it. I told the story on the radio last night. I was over at my parents' yesterday afternoon, and I was talking about Disney World. And I said, well, you know the whole thing's a laboratory. I said, the shopping malls are now. Mall of America's hooked in with Department of Defense. That's now been confirmed. We had sources months ago telling us about it. And I said, all of these wars, everything is a laboratory. They call it a laboratory. They call Iraq and Afghanistan laboratories. They call the United States a laboratory. Everything is a laboratory by the scientific, technocratic elite to slowly test, engage, and develop systems. That's why they call it the scientific dictatorship. And I just said, watch this. I said, I'm going to use my little New World Order data tracker phone, and I'm going to type into the NSA search engine that's actually there to track what I'm thinking about, what I'm looking into. So you think it's just one way. You're just getting info from Google and it's showing you some advertising. No, that's only one small part of it. But I said, watch this. I'm going to type in Disney World Department of Defense, Disney World Laboratory. And it was just white papers, documents, press releases, hundreds of them. And I'd never even seen that information. I just knew it would be because it's all Department of Defense. Eisenhower said we have a technological ruling elite that's taken over. And they control the military-industrial complex. Now, the media will never play, I've played it, the full speech where he says a technocratic elite is now in control of 90% of all research at universities. We are in a scientific dictatorship. He basically goes on to warn everybody. And somebody drops a book or something. You hear a slam in the background. He acts totally scared, like he thinks somebody's about to kill him. And he definitely went off script for that. That was admitted. They had cue cards for him, and he went off script in his farewell address because he had somewhat of a conscience. We now know the Joint Chiefs of Staff had just approached him to stage terror attacks in the U.S., start war with the Soviets. He said no. That they'd recently come to him with a eugenics plan about the sodium fluoride in the water and to reduce population. He discovered the cancer viruses in the vaccines. Kennedy, of course, was later briefed on all this and kind of flipped out. Because back then, you know, they were from an older world. They'd actually been in combat in World War I and World War II. Kennedy, World War II, Eisenhower, tank commander, highly decorated World War I, I guess in the same unit as MacArthur. But side issue, all of that happening, and they're going, it's a scientific dictatorship. We're going to jack the food and the water and dumb them down, and this is horrible. But see, that's what runs America now. And it's like walking around with people in a trance, and they physically are close to being in a trance, and to see people going about their business like everything's normal, and they have no idea that an artificial environment is being constructed and is being set up in our society. Now, let me get into the news. Since we have started with the whole TSA thing, let me finish up with it. Here's New York Daily News, Daily Mail, you name it. Sorry about that. TSA apologizes for strip searching two grandmothers at JFK. Guys, type in for everybody watching or listening. TSA denies strip search of grandma. TSA denies strip search of grandma. And then we'll show them the next article months later. Oh, actually, we do strip search you routinely. I mean, they take your clothes off. See, it all starts with answer some questions. Take your jacket off, then your shoes, then your belt. Now I'm going to touch the outside. Now I'm going to go in your pants. Now I'm going to take you behind closed doors. And I told you years ago, now there's the headline, New York Daily News, TSA strip, deny, Riles granny. The feds on Saturday flatly denied that an 85-year-old Long Island woman was strip-searched at Kennedy Airport, sparking a fresh round of outrage from the already steaming mad granny, Lenore Zimmerman. But then a whole bunch of other women came out, hundreds of them, dozens and dozens in the news, but hundreds total, complained to Congress. And they went, oh, you know what, we are actually strip-searching you, but it's for your safety. Again, here they are denying it last week. They were denying it a month before that. But now this week, TSA apologizes for strip searching two grandmothers at JFK. Wheelchair-bound Ruth Sherman, 89, was forced to show colostomy bag. And they actually ask you what they are, and a lot of times just pull them out of you. It's like, what is that? That's a colostomy bag. Well, what's a colostomy bag? Well, my intestines are diverted into that, and so that's where I defecate. What's defecation? Literally, that came out in the news. And, of course, urology bags, colostomy bags, they just rip them off and then reportedly laugh at you. And, of course, they had to settle a lawsuit in Texas. What was it, Midland, where the woman was reportedly very attractive, and they made her pull her shirt off, and then three men got around her and asked her for dates while giggling profusely. And, of course, this is what America is. This is, and Americans will turn their daughters, their sons, their wives over to this because the average American likes it. They like it, and don't worry, you're going to get a lot more. Can you imagine once they fully bring this in and your son comes home and is a member of Homeland Security in his black uniform, he's 25, and starts interrogating his parents. This happens in every authoritarian country. And making sure that they're loyal. And then if the parents argue with them about any issue, politics, life, the 25-year-old son looks at him and says, I wonder if you're loyal, and then gets off on the fear of their parents. Every nobody, control freak, bully, scumbag, piece of larcenous, verminous, viperous trash who couldn't get a job at McDonald's will be lording over you, strutting around on power trips. They already are. Bugging their eyes out at you. Strutting around. Just a nation of pathetic, disenfranchised slaves with no future. That's what this country is. And it's all because good people decided, oh, America isn't about freedom. America isn't about liberty. The United States isn't about the people being the boss. No, it's about the government being the boss and tipping your hat, saluting anybody in a black uniform, and all of the curses that comes with it. And you see, when you live in so much denial that you think 51 million or more dead babies since Roe v. Wade, you know, those aren't humans. Shut up, Alex. Grow a womb before you even have a comment on that. You know what? See, in a society where people can make excuses for something like that, well, there's going to be excuses for radiation. They're saying DU is good for the troops. They didn't previously, but why not say it's good now? Radiation level goes up from that giant Chernobyl event in Fukushima, Japan. Yeah, just raise the level of radiation. Say it's safe. Yeah, cancer rates are between 2,000 and 3,000 percentage points higher than 50 years ago in the United States, depending on the type of cancer. We lead the world in cancer, obesity, diabetes, neurological disorders. The wages of the New World Order and NAFTA and GATT and all of it is death. And see, we haven't even begun the descent. You ever seen a theme park or a science lab version of a black hole? It's that big plastic black funnel or white funnel, and you put a quarter or a penny in it, and it starts rolling slowly around the outside and then starts going towards the drain and then goes super fast as it's going down the middle. We've only gone about an inch from the rim. We're not even that far down yet. But as we go around, it goes faster and faster and faster and faster. And 20, 30, 40, 50 million dead, black uniforms, war, buildings, whole cities on fire, mass death, bioweapons. Because that's what psycho demons release. That's what they create. That's their environment. That's what they like. That's what they've done. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people murdered by government in the last century alone. Giant bioweapon labs all across the world publicly producing airborne weaponized garbage that kills 90-plus percent of those that come in contact with it, stored in level 2 facilities everywhere, just waiting for it to be released. Zoological weapons, GMO, hundreds of species spliced together, injected into human embryos, monkey embryos, GMO dolphins released, every form of hellish bondage you can imagine, just systematic, preparing to be released. All of this is just getting in line. You know, they're trying to train the military and police to kill U.S. citizens and arrest us. And they always say, that's treasonous. I want to see the law. I've talked to the troops on air. I've been to the urban drills. I've videotaped them training for this. And most of them, on average about 80%, it's right about 79% technically, say they won't do it. So now they're coming to them and going, here's NDAA. Here's the law. Train for it. Every ROTC in the last 20 years I've studied, training to kill U.S. gun owners. They call them militias. Every urban warfare drill in major cities with the Boy Scouts training to rat out their mommy and daddy, and now it's in the New York Times. Every drill training to execute U.S. citizens, every drill preparing for treason and corruption and out-of-control total evil, 100%. And now, Jack Bauer torturing people's kids, simulated on TV to get the answers on the terrorists. By the way, in that Ron Paul article, do we have the video posted in that? Because it's just a dead screen in here. That's what I was asking earlier. It's this flashback, Ron Paul groped by TSA. That video is posted in that? Okay, great. Flashback, Ron Paul groped by TSA. This is about pulling up and being lined up, you and your family, and men putting their hands on your kids and your wife, and you not doing anything about it, so they can forcibly inoculate you. How do I know that? Because it's all in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, and it's in all the clergy response documents I got 3 years before it was leaked to the mainstream media. They've trained over 100,000 clergy, last documents we got, to go to FEMA camps, to take injections, and to let the state take your children. Your preacher in your town, in almost every case, is a FEMA minion getting a side paycheck from Homeland Security and is a traitorous, creepy, criminal devil up there looking at you as enemies, and he gets off on going and talking to the military and Homeland Security and FEMA about their flock and writing reports on people that come to get counseling from them. At big churches, most of the counselors are Homeland Security spies. Everywhere, just scum and filth and trash and traitors and InfraGuard. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we've turned into. A massive army of evil with chicken neck do-gooders serving them in giant armies of hell and devilish worship, absolutely hell-bent on delivering this country and the rest of the world into hell on earth. Man, I'm angry. Yeah! I told you again, you ever seen the thing where you throw the quarter into the black hole simulator and it starts real slow around the edge? And then as it goes around, faster and faster and faster and shoo! We're about an inch down from the rim and the quarter's starting to go quicker. And when it goes down, shoo! Hell is released. Boom. Boom. Giant black op armies just lined up on battlefield lines who've been beta testing, tracking, studying humanity, shipping the drugs in, shipping the little kids out publicly, just setting it up, setting it up, setting it up, testing the military, testing the police, finding the operatives that'll follow the orders, lining up Hell's Army, lining it up, throngs of them, lining them up on the 50-yard line, right against us, looking right into our eyes. And I'm running around saying, ladies and gentlemen, red alert, get ready, warn everybody you can, it's hard. Hardcore, it's life and death. And then I got to have all these idiots send me emails and see news articles, not just in mainstream news, but alternative, going, Jones goes a little too far. You think all these histrionics goes anywhere towards the reality that in congressional hearings, you can type it into YouTube, Rumsfeld grilled on child kidnapping, and they say, well, what about all these kids being grabbed by DynCorp and disappearing in sex slavery? And he says, well, Dr. Chu, what happened with that? Dr. Chu goes, well, that's just they're allowed to under contract. They were put in the penalty box, for 1 year on those contracts, but no one will get in trouble. And then the Commerce people are like, so no one gets in trouble. And Rumsfeld said, no. Just like the federal prosecutor, one of the top federal prosecutors, is going to declare the fifth in Fast and Furious. Nothing's going to happen to them. They're going to ship guns into Mexico and ship cocaine and heroin in. And they're going to have drug dealers pushing on your kids. And then your kids are going to get busted by the cops and go work in a private prison. where they're going to be raped and contract hepatitis and HIV and tuberculosis. And then they're going to go work at the restaurant where you eat and cough it on your food and you're going to die from it. The tuberculosis. Hope you enjoy it. Just an example. Just factories of disease, factories of pain, factories of birth defects, factories of cancer, factories of curses and devilishness and implosion and obesity and demonic entities and just hell's gates open, just valleys of pus and evil pouring out the curses of the New World Order, the curses of abortion, the curses of serving evil, the curses of all the globalism, all their dark masters, all their dark generals, all their dark magicians, bringing forth hell, bringing forth judgment, bringing forth annihilation. Giant robot armies, giant drone armies, tens of thousands of drones, weaponized, face scanning, coming into U.S. cities, scanning you, murdering you and your family. GPS coordinates for your front door to fire hellfire missiles right up you. Giant brainwashed troop bases with inoculated guinea pigs, snorting depleted uranium until hell opens. More murder, more death, more sickness, more filth, always pressing on the filthy, degenerate nerve of power.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You see, I can see the evil. I've studied history. And I'm doing everything I can to get us as a society to wake up and repent. And if you're not a Christian, I'm talking about by repenting, admitting how lazy we've all been and how we've let ourselves put up with corruption and put up with tyranny. And my main job here is, as this tyranny comes in, and it's coming in, that enough people have been warned about who did it, who was behind it, why they did it, that then people will finally listen, we can do something about this. And I know I get dark, but reality's dark, folks. 51 million aborted babies is big. The globalist spreading disease worldwide on record. And the fact that it's fact and nobody gets in trouble for it. The fact that the ATF doesn't get in trouble for narcotics trafficking along with the FBI and six other federal agencies. It's all on record. We broke the stinking news. We just didn't call it Fast and Furious. We didn't know the name of the program 6 years ago. It makes me sick. It's this isn't about my big radio show and, oh my gosh, 15 million listeners and all this and, boy, you know, the ego and everything. I'm somebody who is thinking about this all the time when I'm dreaming, when I'm jogging, when I'm eating dinner, when I'm rocking one of my children to sleep. And I just look in their eyes and their innocence, and there's so much good in the world. There's so much innocence in the world. There's so many good things that we've got to protect, and I'm angry. I'm angry at men out there who are too weak-minded to face the facts because I know I'm right. How much more has got to come true? How much further down this road do we got to get before you wake up? I got the Iran news here. We got a member of the European Union Parliament joining us coming up. I want to play a clip, though, of Rand Paul talking to Pistole, the head of the TSA, about children being groped. And I've seen clips from Pistole. I haven't watched this whole clip yet. They were just shown to me during the break, where Pistole denies they even do it, even though there's thousands of videos of it. I mean, again, they're just scum. They're enemies. They hate you. They hate America. Globalists do hate America. That's why they're totally destroying it and turning it into a joke. A joke of absurdist police state. Here's Rand Paul.
Girl from Bowling Green that was on Good Morning America that many people saw, and she was on there with a TSA agent doing an invasive search inside of her clothing, inside of her pants. We had an 8-month-old who was having their diaper inspected. Then we had a 95-year-old who had their diaper taken off and inspected and stayed, I presume, for hours waiting to get.
It's all about humiliation.
When the TSA head Pistole was here, he said, well, we need to do these invasive searches. And he said, well, you may slow down or we may not do them as much. But then he sent me a letter and said, absolutely, that we have to because an 8-year-old in Kandahar exploded a bomb. To me, I think that shows a bit of naivete to think that somehow there's a similarity between an 8-year-old in Kandahar and an 8-year-old in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I mean, the only similarity is their age. And I wouldn't consider
that's enough
to be.
No, they're not naive. We're the terrorist. Al-Qaeda, who's gotten on the airplanes and given control of Libya and Syria, they work for the New World Order. And I know Rand knows that. But this whole Homeland Security thing that good old boys think is for the Muslims and all the rest of it that you hate so much, no, it's for you. And it's always been for you. And you wait till they try to start this war with Iran. Iran says if they cut off their oil supply, their oil sales, they're going to block the Strait of Hormuz. Well, Europe's voted to do it. That is the bankers that have hijacked Europe. And so the next few weeks are going to be interesting. There's a very good chance a major war is going to break out, which is exactly what the bankers want. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.